Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about the judge that accidentally resigned from the bench. Accidentally resigned. Rishi passed the article along to me. Thank you very much. It was written by Kevin Underhill on a website called Lowering the Bar. And, you know, I've talked before about how being a judge is a cool gig. Now, I wouldn't want to be a judge because I wouldn't be able to handle all the wacky stuff you got to see. But it pays really well. And when you're in the courtroom, you're in charge. There are not many jobs on earth where you can literally just sit there wearing a robe, have people thrown in jail, issue judgments against people. You know, you pay that person $1 million. I mean, think about it. That's a lot of power. So it's a cool job to have that they're paying you that much money to do that kind of stuff. But the interesting thing here, of course, is every state has its own constitution, its own set of laws. And sometimes crazy stuff happens because these things can be confusing. So the Texas state constitution has some interesting provisions, according to Kevin Underhill, who points out that Article 1, Section 4, for instance, says no one can be subjected to a religious test in order to hold office. Seems fair, right? Provided he acknowledged the existence of a supreme being, which is, of course, a religious test. But he points out that's not enforceable, but it is still technically on the books. Now, here's the problem. Buried deep in the Texas Constitution is a section that says automatic resignation on becoming candidate for another office. This applies to certain listed officers such as clerks, district attorneys, judges, and the all-important public weighers who weigh stuff. And it says, if any of the officers named herein shall announce their candidacy or shall in fact become a candidate for any office of profit or trust under the laws of this state of the United States, other than the office they currently hold, at any time when the unexpired term of the office shall be exceed 1 year and 30 days, such announcement or such candidacy shall constitute an automatic resignation. So if you are in office and you've decided to run for a different office, unless you do it in the short period of time as your term is running out, you are, in essence, when you make the announcement, you resign. And they do that, of course, it makes sense, that while you're in one office, you shouldn't be running for another office that far out because, among other things, it gives you an unfair advantage if you can do things in the public eye. So the thinking, I'm guessing, is to avoid a conflict, among other things, to say that, okay, you want to run for another office? If you're too far out, resign from that one office so you can then concentrate on the other office. So the Constitution of Texas also says that the vacancy thereby created shall be filled pursuant to law in the same manner as other vacancies for such offices are filled. So if you announce your candidacy more than a year and 30 days out, you have to resign your office. And it's automatic. It's not a choice. It happens as a matter of law. So the story out of KHOU News says that a county judge in Houston was recently informed of this provision, which he apparently didn't know about, after he announced on Facebook that he's planning to run for the state Supreme Court. By hitting post, he had also automatically quit his current job. County judges in Texas serve four-year terms, and Bill McLeod had 3 years, 9 months left on his term on the bench. So his online announcement technically was a resignation. Boom, he's off the bench. But, of course, things don't always go that easily, and the law is never clear, even though it seems to be clear. So here's the deal. First of all, you might wonder, as Kevin Underhill points out, that some people would say, "What isn't this a violation of his free speech rights?" Well, no. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on this in a case called Clements versus Fashing in 1982. And the court said that being a candidate for an office is not a fundamental right. So as such, a state can restrict your rights when it comes to how you announce and how you run for office. And therefore, things like waiting periods or not being able to run for one office while in another office will be upheld. Now, of course, the Supreme Court that ruled on that was a 5-4. So, you know, it wasn't an overwhelming majority, but that's the current state of the law. Well, here's the problem, though. It turns out that while he has resigned, in essence, the position is technically vacant, but the Constitution of Texas says the vacancy thereby created shall be filled pursuant to law in the same manner as other vacancies for such office are filled. So you could hold a special election, but somebody pointed out that technically the county commission could simply reappoint Judge McLeod to be his own replacement to serve out the term that he resigned from by accident. Except, of course, that that would be kind of defeating the purpose of what this law is trying to do. So there's also another option. And again, Kevin Underhill points out that they can apparently resolve this by doing nothing. So in 2014, a Texas court held that a county attorney who resigned under Section 65 of the Texas Constitution could continue to serve not by being reappointed, but just simply by not leaving. Just stick around. Kind of like George on Seinfeld. Pretend you didn't resign. What? You thought I was serious? Section 17 of the Constitution requires Texas officeholders to keep doing their jobs until their successors have been chosen and duly qualified so the office doesn't sit vacant. So there's a weird dichotomy here. He has resigned, but he can't leave until the office gets filled. And if nobody fills the office, he can't leave even though he's resigned. Obviously, he could leave if he wanted to and quit doing his job the same way he could just quit his job and go home. But if it was, in fact, a mistake, we could all kind of just pretend it never happened, which is what it looks like might happen here. In the earlier case in 2014, the county attorney announced he's running for another office. That was an auto resignation. But he didn't leave, and the commissioners just never reappointed him, and they never appointed anyone else. And the district attorney thought that the county attorney was doing something wrong there, and the district attorney filed a writ in the Texas courts where the lower court agreed and said that the man who resigned couldn't serve, but the Court of Appeals reversed it. And they said that since the commissioners didn't object, there's no proof that Bianchi, that's the guy who resigned in the second case we're talking about, there's no proof that he's holding his office unlawfully, and therefore there was no successor yet, and therefore he could stay. So if you're confused yet, congratulations, that's how the law works in Texas apparently. So what they could do in the current case with Judge McLeod, the guy who recently resigned by posting on Facebook he's running for the Supreme Court of Texas, is that he can keep doing his job if the commissioners do nothing. And he'll basically be filling his own vacancy, although not reappointed as such. And Kevin Underhill points out that the Texas Constitution, in another funny twist, might technically require him to keep doing that, so long as he's just doing his job. But he won't be violating the section because, although the courts are, the statutes and the sections are contradictory in the Constitution, that's just kind of the way it goes. So unless they actually come for him with pitchforks and flaming torches, he gets to sit on the bench, even though he's resigned. So the question, of course, is, has anybody else ever accidentally auto-resigned? And it looks like the answer is yes. There's also a constable who told a bunch of other people he's running for sheriff. And the way the statute or the way the section of the Constitution is written, it looks like that in and of itself would be an auto resignation. So nothing ever came of that either for the most part. So strange situation in Texas arises because of the Constitution. And it's a great example of where if you read the Constitution carefully, let's assume the drafters did that. They read it very, very carefully. And somebody goes, okay, are there any problems here, any mistakes here? And you probably wouldn't catch that because who's to think that you're going to accidentally resign? And, you know, but the point is that, you know, while you're in office, you can't announce your candidacy for another office. That makes sense also. And then, of course, if you accidentally resigned, you know, do they chase you out or do they say, okay, fine, someone's got to do the job anyway? And so it probably looks more like people are going to look at it and go, well, we understand why that's there. But as long as it's not being abused, you know, we'll let it go. But I would guess that if the guy were to now, while running for the Supreme Court somewhere down the road, you know, start campaigning from the bench, somebody then might say, you know something, that's what that was designed to do. Maybe we should move him off and appoint someone else to replace him. So that's the story where the judge accidentally resigned in Texas. But it might be a moot point. And I'd like to thank Rishi for sending this story and Kevin Underhill for writing the story on lowering the bar. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.